Wise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about spring peepers. On a mild spring evening when the air feels soft on my face, I become aware of a deep and familiar joyous feeling and search my awareness to locate the source. Then, suddenly, I realize, of course, I'm hearing the first calls of the spring peepers. I have silently crept through the woods to the pond where they are singing, hardly daring to breathe, but somehow they always sense me and stop singing long before I can even see the pond. But I have found if I settle down by the pond and sit still long enough, they eventually start up again. Then, as I sit among them, their song grows so loud that it penetrates to my very core. Spring peepers are amphibians, which means they lead double lives. This refers to their dual aquatic and terrestrial natures. Spring peepers are tiny tree frogs, and like all frogs, they metamorphose from being creatures who live in water to creatures who live on land. The Latin name of the spring peeper is Hylocrucifer, which refers to the whitish cross or X shape on their brown backs. Although we are only aware of them for a brief few weeks in spring, they live among us the whole year through. The peeper's song comes from the males calling for mates. They fill up the air sacs under their chins and sing one peep per second. They are so loud they can be heard a half mile away. When the female approaches the male, he climbs onto her back. She lays her eggs one at a time on sticks in shallow water, and the male releases sperm onto them. Within 2 days, she will have laid nearly 800 eggs. After a week, the eggs develop into tadpoles that swim about eating algae, and after several weeks, they grow legs. At 3 months, the peeper tadpoles metamorphose into peeper frogs. Their gills are replaced by lungs. Arms appear. Tails grow shorter until they disappear altogether. And the peepers leave the water for the land. They become tree frogs with fingers and toes that enable them to climb up into bushes to feed on insects. By fall, young peepers will have shed their skin many times as they grow to adult size. And as winter approaches, they crawl under fallen logs, burrowing into the dirt, and they enter the long sleep of winter hibernation. It takes peepers 2 to 3 years to become mature enough to breed. Then they return to the pond to find mates and join the magnificent peeper chorus. Since ancient times, frogs have symbolized resurrection and rebirth. Frogs have been considered lunar animals because, like the moon, they cyclically appear, disappear, and reappear. Remnants of the frog's magical transformational qualities are still to be found in fairy tales, like those about the prince who is turned into a frog and then changed back when the right conditions are met. In many Native American traditions, the frog embodied the cleansing power of the spring rains that renewed the fertility of the land. In ancient Egypt, little frogs appearing along the banks of the Nile were among the first signs of the Nile flood that annually fertilized the land. Frogs were sacred to the Egyptian goddess Hecate, the crone midwife who assisted at the birth of the world. Frogs arose out of the primordial mud, the origin of all creation, out of which the next cycle of life would arise. However, in our modern world, scientists are observing that frogs are becoming endangered. They believe that water pollution and air pollution are among the contributing factors that threaten many frog species, especially since frogs absorb their environment directly through their smooth, moist skin. If we are to continue to be blessed with the singing of the spring peepers, we need to assist in the rescue and preservation of our frog sisters and brothers. Meanwhile, as we begin to hear the first notes of the spring peeper's song, let the spring regeneration begin. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.